Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Cute Code and Tenderfoot TV present Bloodthirsty Hearts, starring Victoria Morales, Sophia Bryant, Gus Burney, Savon Alira Rose, and Cheyenne Haynes, created by George V. Ganim. Episode 5, Blood Moon Rising.
Van Helsing may have bested me for a fifth time, but the Blood Moon shall rise again. And when it does, the Doctor shall fall. Oh yes, he shall. And my reign of terror shall begin, or my name shall not be Sephiroth!
Queen Maeve showed up in Seamus's dream to warn him of the attack at the dunes.
Listen to your mother, Seamus. Beware the Balmady.
Whoa, Susu! That sounded just like her.
I've basically been dreaming in Irish accent since my dad and I started binging The Fall.
Oh, remember when the alchemist created that love potion for Zafaris's evil sparrow to use on Seamus? My favorite scene in the movie, by far.
I remember, Aaron. We just saw the movie.
I know. I loved it so much. Blood Moon Rising is my new favorite.
Same. Should we see it again next weekend?
I'm in. Oh, and maybe next time Joy, Denny, and Blake can come too? I can't believe they said they were busy tonight. BTH opening night is basically our holiday.
Yeah, crazy. Hey, my mom's a few minutes away, so I'm gonna go potty real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay, but beware the Balmady!
You're bad at accents.
Blake?
Aaron?
What are you doing here?
Well, seeing a movie.
Yeah, but I thought you were busy.
Who said that?
Susu. She said she texted you, Joy, and Denny, but you all had other plans.
Oh.
Were you seeing Bloodthirsty Hearts?
I was, yeah.
Oh. With those girls?
Oh, yeah. Just some friends from cheer camp.
Cheer camp? I didn't know you wanted to...
Yeah, me either. My mom does Pilates with the Great Lakes cheer coach and thought it would be a good thing to take up as an incoming freshman.
That's cool. Your friends seem cool.
Yeah? Yeah, they're all right, I guess. They weren't super into the movie, though, but...
What did you think?
I was super into the movie.
Me too. Hey, Susu just went to the bathroom, but I'm sure she'll want to hear your thoughts on the movie.
Oh, I should probably get going.
Oh, okay.
But I'll see you around, okay?
Yeah.
See ya, Aaron.
See ya.
Welp, thought I needed to take the Browns to the Super Bowl, but nope, just gummy bear gas. Ready to go? I think my mom's pulling up.
Yeah.
Oh man. A Strigala bite? This is bad, right?
It's not good, Joy.
Are we sure it's a bite? Maybe it's a scratch, a hickey even.
Look at the blood, Blake.
Yeah, no way.
There are teeth marks on Denny's ankle. That's a bite, not a hickey.
Oh, how would you guys know anyway? Denny's not gonna turn into one of them, is she? Because I don't know if I can stab her in the armpit too.
Remember when we were kids and we climbed that tree in Aaron's backyard and the angry squirrel bit Susu's hand? We all thought she had rabies, but it was just encephalitis.
Just encephalitis? I almost died.
My point is, sure you got bit by a squirrel, but if I remember correctly, you didn't sprout a tail and start hoarding nuts. Not everybody turns into the things that bite them.
One does not simply become a squirrel.
People in BTH turned when they got bit, Blake. That volunteer who chased us into the closet earlier tonight clearly got bit too. Denny looks like shit. She's pasty and sweaty and, oh yeah, gushing blood. So I really don't think your squirrel theory applies to our current scenario.
Keep your voice down,
Joy. Hey, I make pasty look good. Denny, are you okay?
I'm cool.
Are you? Because we're pretty sure you just growled.
What? Nah, you guys are crazy. I'm all right.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
What news have you?
Henry Hawkins.
Show me. Dr. Seamus Van Helsing. In the flesh. It seems the results of tonight's attack have borne more fruit than we could have ever imagined. A gorgeous slab of face he is. Yummy in my two tummies. What? Through the armpit, you say? So, a human wants to play hero. Hunt this pathetic leftover and kill it quickly. We have far more important plans ahead of us. Time to see how red this land of Cleave bleeds.
So that's it then. Denny's turning into a pasty astragala. She's screwed, we're screwed.
Here, Joy, tie my sweatshirt around Denny's ankle.
Right.
Not too tight.
No, tight is good, Denny.
And good is tight?
Good is tight, yes.
Let's pick her up. We'll carry her up the stairs.
Whoa, what? We're still thinking about leaving? With the Strigalis now on the loose, we're no safer out there than we would be in the stairway.
Joy, Aaron, help me with Denny.
Woo! I'm a baby!
Blake, a little help?
Oh my God, fine.
So, what are we gonna do about Denny?
She needs anti-Strigala serum.
Oh, here we go again.
Agnes Sleepa mentioned there being one in the books. I think it was in part two when Seamus got bit and the man at the inn nursed him back to health. Or maybe it was part three. Either way, it exists.
All right, yes, let's do that then. What's the formula?
It's...
You don't remember, do you?
Blake.
She doesn't remember, Aaron.
Not helping, Blake.
You're not helping, Joy.
I'm trying to remember. It's like a combo of three things. Something, something, and virgin tears.
Something, something.
What's with monsters and their obsession with celibate women?
Well, unless that something, something is urine and dank BO, you virgins better start tripling up those tears, because mine won't work, obviously.
If I could just get my hands on it... What? Why are you making that sound?
I'm tapping my imaginary bullshit buzzer.
On me?
Why are we stopping?
Because I've literally had it up to here with Susu's bullshit. It is what got us into this mess in the first place, isn't it? Hey, come to the convention, Strigala's attack. Hey, let's make a run for the roof, Strigala's attack again, and Denny gets bit. They're getting worse, Susu. Your ideas are getting worse.
Blake, don't let go.
Baby down.
Hey, I got an idea that I think everyone here not named Susu will love. How about we stop listening to Susu altogether? Forever. What you guys think? Sounds like a pretty great idea, right?
No one forced your hand here, Blake. You didn't have to come today. I only asked you because I thought it would make Aaron feel better.
So loud.
Okay? How's that bullshit?
When Aaron decided she didn't want to come to the convention, I bet you panicked.
No.
Yeah, you did. Because you realized that without her, you'd be friendless.
All right, Blake, I think that's enough.
Not now, Joy. I'm on a roll.
Someone help me up.
Ever ask yourself why you only have one friend left, Susu? Because the moment the rest of us got interested in things other than bloodthirsty hearts, you took it personally. Like, our other hobbies were some kind of betrayal to you when really we just grew up. You fear change, Susu. And the only reason Aaron's still hanging around is because she fears conflict. So don't stand here and say you wanted us to come today hoping it would make Aaron feel better when really you did it so you could feel better, so you wouldn't be alone.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, I don't?
No.
Just shut the hell up!
Aaron?
I'm sick of this! I'm sick of everyone talking about me like I'm not here! I'm sick of everyone making decisions for me. I'm sick of all of you assholes!
Me?
Sorry, not you, Joy, and not Denny either, because she's dying or whatever.
Word.
Blake, what you said about Susu doing this for herself, that might be partially true, but I made the decision to come to this convention because I genuinely missed you guys, and Susu realized that. But Susu, you knowing how I felt sort of makes what you did so much worse. I mean, it means you knowingly pitted yourself against Denny, Joy, and Blake and made me choose sides, and I never wanted to stop being friends with them. But you were pressuring me and testing me and lying to me, and I didn't know what to do. Yeah, and Blake's right. I didn't want to upset you. I didn't want to upset anyone, and that's messed up. That's not how friends should act around each other. That's not how friends should treat each other.
Yeah. Hear that, Susu? I was right.
Oh, shut it, Blake. The phone works both ways. I don't know what happened between you and Susu, but you could have called. I mean, you all could have called. Silly me for thinking the five of us were worth fighting for.
Aaron,
I'm not finished, Susu. You know, you didn't even ask me where I was thinking of going to school next fall. You just assumed I'd follow you to Cincinnati, but I hate Cincinnati.
You hate Cincinnati?
Skyline Chili is stupid. I want to experience new things and step out of my comfort zone for a change. Since he's too close to home, especially now with my parents getting... Wow. I just remember that's still happening. I got into the University of Chicago. If we survive this, I think... No, I'm going there next fall. I wanted to tell you sooner, but you would have tried to talk me out of it, and honestly, before today, it probably would have worked.
Susu, what are you doing?
I'm heading up to the roof.
Susu, just come on. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Susu, there are Strigalas out there.
I just need some fresh air. Is that okay with you guys?
Susu, just stop.
This is so stupid.
If I were you, I'd probably tie Denny up. You know, just in case.
Kinky.
Shh!
Blake, what are you doing up here?
What are you doing up here?
Blake, the door!
Shit.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's locked.
Yeah, I know.
Happy now?
No. No friggin' way. That was my fault. I told you guys to stay in the stairway. I told you I just needed some air.
Oh, freaking shit, Susu. If that were the case, you would have propped the door open. You were never planning on coming back inside. God, I knew you were up to something. I didn't think it was something this dumb. FYI, what you're doing isn't heroic.
I don't give a shit.
Then why are you doing this? not going to respond to the only person out here. Answer me!
Because I'm pissed off. Because you and Aaron ganged up on me. Because I feel guilty about Denny and this entire situation.
So the moment your feelings get hurt, you what, peace out?
I've got one more idea, Blake. One final plan that just might save us and help Denny. But since my last few plans were, admittedly, a goddamn failure, I figured I would just head out on my own, do it myself. That way, if I mess shit up again, at least I wouldn't have you there to make me feel like even more shit.
Wow. That is the most selfish thing I've ever heard.
Selfish?
Uh-huh.
I'd rather be selfish than be a fraud like you.
What is that supposed to mean?
I may be selfish. I may have a deep-seated fear of change, and sure, I may even be a little controlling at times. But at least I don't pretend to be someone I'm not.
You suck.
You've changed.
Well, you clearly haven't.
Blake!
What the hell?
Shit! It's coming back around!
Stop! Susu!
Blake! We gotta find a ladder!
What?
Find a ladder! I'll distract it!
No way!
Yes! Go! Go! Now! Blake! It's got me! It's abducted me!
Susu!
No, I'm being abducted! Oh shit! Oh shit!
I'm coming, Susu! I gotcha! Oh my god! Oh my god, we're midair! We're midair, we're flying!
Oh, this isn't good!
Why did I choose to come along? It wanted you, not me! Oh no! I'm slipping! Susu!
Oh man, don't let go!
Oh, like I have a choice!
Wait! Look down!
That's the last thing I want to do!
No, look! Trees!
Trees?
Reach for the trees!
What the fuck?
Do it! Do it now!
Wait, what about you?
I can't! It's got a claw full of my jacket!
Lose the jacket!
Lose the jacket! This is a limited edition vintage Helsing deal!
Limited edition! It's an old Rainforest Cafe jacket you had your mom stitch over back in elementary school. If you squint, you can still see the frog!
Oh, just drop, Blake!
I'm not dropping without you!
Like you have a choice!
And get it to let go!
How?
Punch it or something!
Nothing's working!
Bite it!
Ew, no!
Do it, Susu! Bite harder! Ow, my butt!
Ow!
Broken!
Ow!
Oh, my butt!
Ow,
broken.
Ow!
My butt's broken!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Ow! Oh! You okay?
My face destroyed a bird's nest on the way down, so I don't know. I can't believe you actually bit a Strigala.
You told me to do it.
Oh, now you listen to me? I bet it tasted weird. Did it taste weird? You know what, don't answer that.
Blake!
Was it salty? I bet it was like biting into even drier jerky. No, I don't want to know. I'm happy this random stretch of park caught our fall.
Me too.
What are we gonna do now? Joy, Aaron, and Denny are still in the Coliseum.
I told you. I have a plan.
What is it?
We're going straight to the source.
The source? Wait. Agnes Lipa.
The creator of BTH herself.
Bloodthirsty Hearts stars Victoria Morales as Susu, Sophia Bryant as Blake, Gus Burney as Aaron, Savon Alira Rose as Joy, Cheyenne Haynes as Denny, with Happy Anderson as Timofey Kent. Ezra Buzzington as Zapharos. Additional performances by Josh Pafchek. Created and written by George V. Ganim. Directed by Sam Beasley. Executive produced by Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, Donald Albright, Payne Lindsay, and George V. Ganim. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson and Brian Kessley. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Scott Mankey. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and Ben Milchev. Additional engineering by David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Musical performances by Isaiah Gage and Will Tendy. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisors, Aaron Sauerland and Arlo Thompson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Paolo Wolfsdorf. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator, Beatrice Neronia. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Devin Hennessy. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Bloodthirsty Hearts is a Q Code and Tenderfoot TV production.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.